Our next guest is here to give us a way to make money today. We have a very high standard for StockWatch. We pick some of the top analysts and stock pickers around the world. Today we got Richard Suttermeyer. He's with GMC Reports, www.valueengine.com. Richard, welcome back to the George Jargesy Show.
Thank you, George. Good to be back.
So, Richard, I'm here at CPAC, and I'm telling you what I'm amazed at is that there are 20,000 plus people here in my estimate, and you would think that the average person here would be fighting to keep the government away from destroying their retirement, and yet the average age here is probably 28 years old, Richard, and it just gives me a lot of hope that these kids want to get our country on the right track. They want us to be fiscally conservative. They want us to operate under budget. And they want to build businesses, which to me is very uplifting. But we've got to deal with today. And I know that you know how to make money today. So what stocks have you brought our listeners today?
Well, let me tell you something. I drill deeply into value engine data, and there's only one value stock, and that's Apple. The other side of the coin is you got to start shorting diamonds, spiders, SPY, and QQQ. Because I believe, and I'm making a prediction with you, that we've seen the high of the market either today, tomorrow, or Monday.
Okay.
And everything I look at, we're overvalued fundamentally, we're overbought technically, and I'm seeing individual stocks getting downgraded from buy to hold or buy to sell based upon our mathematics, and it's amazing. You do not have a single transportation stock rated a buy, for example. In fact, in the transports, which have been a leader, there are no buys, and 12 out of 20 are rated a sell.
Unbelievable.
Not the transports. Look at home builders, leaders. I tracked 12 of them. There were a lot of buys 2 weeks ago. Now there's 9 sells out of 12. There is a major sea change going on from the market perspective and from the individual stock perspective. The BKX, 24 bank stocks, only 5 are buys. So you have the underpinnings of the sectors starting to be downgraded with an overvalued market and an overbought market technically. That is extremely dangerous.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's really even worse. I knew it was bad. I mean, I knew that was happening. I just didn't realize it was to that extent. But I appreciate you sharing that. Now, let's talk about Apple. It's had a rough ride, but it's still Apple. I mean, what do you think here? Does it get a quick rise? Where would you put a stop loss on Apple? Give me some ideas as to what you're thinking there.
Well, we traded down to 419 as the low, so your stop loss is hitting a new low. I had a value level at 421.15 that was tested March 4th, March 5th. We've rallied off of that. You're starting to see some positive divergences on the daily chart, but the weekly chart is still very oversold. That's a definition of a value stock, and it is an undervalued stock by 20% in a market where 65% of all stocks are overvalued. And when we see that at Value Engine, 65.2% of stocks overvalued, that is a valuation warning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And based upon the strength we had today and the fact that the 30-year bond yield is a little bit higher, it's going to be even more of a warning tomorrow when I look at the numbers. Now, we just had all of this data from the Federal Reserve out, from the big banks, who can have buybacks, who can do more dividends and all that kind of stuff. And it looks like in the aftermarket, a J.P. Morgan and some of these stocks are trading lower. In other words, this news was priced into the market. J.P. Morgan is one of the two big-to-fail banks that we downgraded this week from buy to hold. The other one is Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I don't understand. You know, do you think that the public has just put so much money in institutions that they're having to put it to work? Do you think it's the exodus out of the bonds? I mean, what do you think here, Richard?
I think the individual investor who's been invested, you talk to them, they have owned Apple for a long, long time. And every time they needed to have money to spend, they'd sell some shares of Apple.
Sure.
Well, that gravy train ended in September when Apple hit 700. Now it's, 450 or a little bit below. So that is a problem for these people. They're not putting new money into the stock market. There's still money coming out of the stock market, from what I see, and going into bond funds or into cash. Now, I'm advising people, you've got to be at least 50% in cash. And only today did we start to hit some risky levels in the market-related ETFs that are places to go short. Like in SPY today, we hit the semi-annual risky level. So I'm really saying tomorrow is a do or die for the S&P 500. If we don't close at a new high, I think we've got real problems, given all of this euphoria that we've seen, and now with this Federal Reserve thing behind us, and the results known.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate the warning. I hope that our listeners, Richard, I agree with you. I think people should be in half cash. I like the idea of being short here, although it's been biting people for the last couple weeks. I think if they hold on through it, they'll come out okay. I mean, the data is just not that robust to justify this run up. Although the real value of the dollar, I think, as it settles in, is probably enough to justify the increase in the market. It's really interesting to hear the way you lay it out. I sure appreciate it. Now, you can learn more about Richard Suttermeyer at GMC Reports at www.valueengine.com.
One E in the middle.
One E in the middle. Valueengine.com. Thank you so much.